close your eyes and focus on your breath. Because it's cold outside today, try to make the breath warm. Think of the warm breath coming in, warm breath going out. The air coming in and out may be cool, but the movement of the body, the energy in the body can be warm. You have to learn how to protect yourself from things outside. When it's hot outside, there are cool spots in the body. Focus on those. When it's cold outside, try to focus on the warm spots in the body. This is how we build up our powers of endurance in all areas. If you're dealing with difficult people and all you can think about is how difficult they are, then you wear yourself down even more than they wear you down. You have to learn how to focus on what's good in the situation, what gives you strength in the situation, and draw your strength from that. So it starts with simple principles like this. It's cold outside, focus on the warm spots in the body. When someone is saying something nasty to you, okay, try to think of something good that that person has done so they don't get all worked up. And if you can't think of anything good that person has done, then you've got to feel compassion for them. And then you take that compassion as your strength instead of giving in to the impulse just to snap right back at them. We need to learn a lot of endurance in this world, because otherwise we pick up other people's bad habits. They get angry at us, we turn around and get angry at them. They yell at us, we yell at them. It's like they have a dirty shirt on and they just want to give us the dirty shirt. We put it on. Not only that, sometimes we rip it off their back and we put it on ourselves. If someone yells at you, okay, that's their dirty shirt. You don't have to put it on. You have to maintain your sense of calm in the midst of all that. That way you come out and you win and you develop your powers of endurance. Their karma stays their karma. It doesn't become your karma. We've got to think in those terms. Otherwise, we keep sending bad karma to each other, and the other person is all too happy to pick it up and take on the bad karma. It's like sending diseases around. So you want to make sure that you don't pick up other people's diseases this way. Whatever the situation is, learn how to see, okay, whatever the bad karma is in here, it's not going to be my bad karma. And if someone sends some bad karma your way, just think of it falling at your feet, and you're not going to pick it up. That way you can live in this world without getting stained by the world. The image the Buddha has is of a lotus. It grows in the mud, but it's not stained by the mud. It grows in the water, even water doesn't stick to it. The water rolls around like a bead and then falls off. So think of all the bad karma in the world, all the horrible things people have done to you, and say, well, it's just like water beads. They can drift right off, flow right off. They don't have to stain your mind. If you take them up and make them into your karma, okay, then it becomes a stain that seeps into your own mind. And then you've developed a problem. So no matter whatever anybody may have to offer you, look at it. If it's good, okay, you can take it. If it's not good, you don't have to take it. It's theirs. And if you think about things in this way, then it's a lot easier to develop your powers of endurance. The same holds true with pain. It's not like there's going to be pain in every inch of your body. But what happens is there's a pain in a little part of your body, and it inflames your entire mind. So think of it as just one spot in the body. The rest of the body is okay. Stay with the rest of the body. And if it turns out the rest of the body doesn't feel good, well, there's always space element. The space element doesn't have any pain. Stay there. In other words, there are potentials for strength all around you. Just learn how to locate them and draw your strength from them. And that way you can live in the world without being stained by it.